recent, but we can keep it. It smells like chocolate cough stitching in your pockets. We speed around town with windows rolled down. We always mumble as a response to please stay out of trouble. This isn't what you want, but it is all you've got. Trust me. So keeping this low, keeping this low, keep it slow, take it slow.
Welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place, Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. If it's happening in Ocoee, it is happening at Frank's Place. Right now, what is happening at Frank's Place is I'm being joined once again by Kat Ridgway, who is a great singer, songwriter, performer, musician. And Kat, we've been talking all about your music, and we want to talk about some of the places that you perform. We understand now you've actually just played at the Florida Music Festival and the Orlando Fringe, and so tell us about that. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, this year was really, really cool. This was the third year I've played Florida Music Festival, and the past 2 years I was playing in venues that were just kind of off the side a little bit, like well-known venues, but nothing too crazy. And this year I actually got to play the Wall Street main stage, which was amazing and really, really exciting. As far as the Fringe Festival goes, I'm part of the Swamp Sistas in town, which is a big group of local musicians and female musicians. singer-songwriters, and Beth McKee is a good friend of mine who puts that whole group of people together and put on this huge show for her CD release, and it was just really cool to be able to play with a bunch of people that I hadn't even actually met before we got on stage, and we just automatically had this connection and vibed and sang in, I think, four-part harmony together, so it was really cool.
Oh, now I want to ask you, you know, kind of about the music, Kat, and what I mean is I'm sure a lot of times where you have to put down, you know, okay, Kat Ridgway genre, and I'm sure you put something down, but I mean, how would you necessarily describe your music, though? I mean, is it a little bit of everything, or...
Yeah, you know, that's something I've always struggled to do, is put it in plain terms. Right now, I would classify my stuff probably as indie pop, rock, folk.
There you go.
It's packaged nice and neat. At least I try.
Oh, yeah, that's I like that title there. Now, we want to talk, Kat, about, you know, this album again. It is Passenger Seat, and we want to let everyone know. Now, this actually was able to be funded by this Kickstarter, you know, in Nashville, and basically you were able through this to raise, you know, $7,000 plus savings that you had that kind of made this all possible. So it's really neat to see that how the, you know, the fans and people all over the world can actually help out then if they believe in your music and believe in you.
For sure. Yeah, this, the Kickstarter was just an insane experience all the way around. You know, Ben and I wrote together and we ended the week and we were like, wow, we have this group of songs. Now what? And I remember him just kind of pulling me aside and saying, hey, I don't know what you're planning on doing after this, but I would love to be part of it, whatever it is, if you're looking at recording. And I was telling him I would love to record here up in Nashville because the players are amazing, the equipment's amazing, everything is great, but it's astronomically expensive and travel expenses are very real coming all the way from Florida. And he was like, hey, well, have you thought about maybe doing a Kickstarter or something? And I was like, huh, I mean, yeah, okay, like, I guess I could try. And I really looked into it, and there are a couple of local musicians here, Matthew Fowler and Reggie Williams, who had done a very successful Kickstarter to go on tour together. And after seeing their success with that platform, I was like, hey, I actually think I might be able to pull this off. So with very tedious planning and a lot of help from my parents and friends, I was able to pull this campaign together, and we did end up raising over... beyond the goal that we set, which was $5,500. And we actually, by the time mailing donations came in, I think we raised over $7,000, which was amazing. And I still honestly can't believe it happened. it's crazy. But yeah, that's how I was able to get up and go to Nashville. And the project was just so beneficial in so many ways. Obviously, I got to go record, but it also helped me gain a very strong community of people around Orlando who really cared about the music and were really invested in what I was doing. And I think it was one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Oh, fantastic. Now, speaking of this album, Kat, that you had some great musicians, and I'll let you tell that so we don't yeah. miss anybody, but you actually had kind of almost like an all-star lineup. And first of all, how did you get all these guys on this album?
Yeah, it was crazy. So basically the story goes, like I said, I was looking at going to college up at Belmont, and my dad has a friend, Steve Azar, who's in the music business, and he knows one of the former vice presidents of Belmont College. And so he got us in touch with Bo. Bo's the vice president. And Bo had invited us to this award ceremony for Gordon Kennedy. And Gordon co-wrote the song Change the World that Eric Clapton made famous, you know, change the world. And so we went to his award ceremony and just kind of were floating around like, we don't belong. Like, you know, just shaking hands with a bunch of people. And I ended up meeting Ben there. And Ben is actually being mentored by Gordon. And so that's kind of how that connection happened. And Gordon ended up playing guitar on the record, and Ben, through Gordon, has just this amazing network of musicians up in Nashville. And the other people that played on the record that are kind of notable were Andy Hubbard, who plays drums for Little Big Town, and James Gregory, I think was his last name, and he played bass with Brad Paisley on tour. And these guys were just insane to watch, because I gave the songs to Ben, just roughs, you know, and he forwarded them to the guys a night before we were all going into the studio, and they came in, and I think they nailed every single song within probably 4 takes max. It was just insane, and the brevity in with which we were able to get this project done was just insane, especially after the last one, because the last project took over a year to create. But yeah.
Oh, wow. That's just fantastic, kid. So I could only imagine that you must have just been floored there when you heard your songs, and all of a sudden it was like, wow.
Yeah. There was literally a day where the string players came in and they played on Closed Blinds, and I was just sitting there with tears in my eyes, because I could not believe it was my song, and I couldn't believe it had brought so many people together to create something, and I was just so proud to hear everything come together the way it did.
Oh, fantastic there, Kat. Okay, I want to talk about, you know, some of the ways that people could find out more about you. Now, first of all, we understand, though, that you do have a website that I guess we'll unveil now then, and
yeah.
It's already working, that already running.
Yeah, behind the scenes, I have been working on creating a new marketing strategy campaign kind of thing, and part of that was a new website, which is now catridgeway.com. Ta-da! You know, just catridgeway.com, and it's cat with a C, C-A-T ridgeway.com. And yeah, so you can look on that website. All my social media is linked through there. You can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Reverb Nation. Really any social media outlet you can think of. I don't really have a Tumblr, but I'll work on that.
Oh, okay, Kat. Now, you mentioned about Twitter. Now, being somewhat of an old guy, I finally have gotten to the point where I've gotten the hang of Twitter. And now, for a younger person's perspective, is it probably much easier for you to Twitter all over the place and or tweet over the place? Get the terms right here.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I hate social media. I think it's...
Oh, good. No, I don't mean that, but another person.
No,
here.
I really do. It's just like, I feel like it just takes away from my day-to-day life. Like,
yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's such a time-consuming thing, but, you know, you gotta be visible, and you have to keep people interested in what you're doing, and I very, very much value the connections that I have with people that are interested in what I'm doing, and any way I can be connected with them, you know, that's something that I want to be involved in as heavily as I can. So I like to have that connection with people. But as far as just me personally, social media is just, it's a lot to keep up with, and it's not the most fun part of what I do, but it's definitely necessary.
Okay, Kat, as we now are getting to the nitty-gritty, and now comes the moment of truth, or now comes the big question here, is what do you plan to do with all this? We know that you're in college, you know, pursuing your education, but as far as all this music, do you plan on doing this till you're 80 years old? Do you plan on getting into songwriting, into more of the singing or something else? Or I mean, where do you want to take all this?
Yeah, I mean, music is my passion through and through, and ideally I would love to be a singer songwriter performer, you know, where I'm writing stuff and I have a band and I'm able to go on tour. That's been a lifelong dream of mine, is to go on tour. And you know, if it happens that that's what I get to do, then that would be amazing. If I just get to focus on writing, I would be just as happy, as long as I can just, you know, do music for a living in any way, shape, or form, because I just love every aspect of it.
Okay, Kat, really appreciate your time. Thanks for the music. Any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
Sure. I would just like to say thank you so much to anybody who has taken the time to listen to this and anybody who's taken the time to really keep up with me, because I wouldn't be able to do what I do without support. So I really just appreciate everybody that's been involved in anything I've been up to.
Okay, my guest has been Kat Ridgway, great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, and if people want to find out where, Kat, where you're playing, they could just go to your new website then.
Yeah, there's a whole tour dates page. It looks really cool.
Okay, well, definitely check that out. Again, my guest is Kat Ridgway. You're listening to the Mike Hero Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz here at Frank's Place Restaurant and Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida, and please catch us again next time.